Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and I'm jumping on the mic totally impromptu in the midst of my moving week. My house is a complete disarray. Like, it's a disaster. More than half of my furniture is gone. It's basically empty, but for some reason, it still feels totally disheveled. And I am literally sitting inside the apex of a timeline ending and a timeline beginning. And I have had so many feelings come up over these last few days and weeks leading up to this moment that I have worked what feels like my whole life for, but especially in the last 5 years. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm so honored you're here. And if you are not new, welcome back. And maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know that I have been on the path of building my house in Nashville on 5 acres of forest land that my husband and I found almost 3.5 years ago. And just like building a business, building a dream, building yourself, building a house is like climbing a mountain. And I've been at the final summit of the mountain for the last few months, September, October into November. It's just been such a deeply painful, to be honest, final home stretch. When I was 14, I hiked the Grand Canyon, and I'll never forget the last hour was when I wanted to die and quit and stop and just feel sorry for myself and told myself I couldn't do it. And thankfully, I had a big group of people around me that encouraged me to keep going to the top. And then you get to the top of the Grand Canyon and you look out over it and yeah, you feel accomplished, but you really feel, to be honest, so small, like in the most beautiful way. Like, wow, I'm a person who just climbed a crater in Mother Earth. And there's this sweetness to recognizing that even though you are tiny in the grand scheme of this planet and of all the people that live on it, that what you did mattered. It mattered to you. It mattered to your future you. It matters to the future that you will create, whether that comes in the form of your next mountain, your family, your dream, your business, but that you can do anything that you put your mind to, and that matters. And I have really worked super hard to be present to this moment, because we're about to move into this house in a week. And it has really felt like much longer than 3.5 years. And there has been so much stretching on a personal, professional, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual level that has been required to arrive in this moment. And I offer this podcast today to share with you the truth that it really, really is the truth. I have to just breathe this in because I need you to hear it as I breathe it out. You can do anything that you put your mind and your heart into, anything. I think that most of you might know or not know most of my story, some of my story. I came from very humble beginnings. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with my life when I graduated college. I bumbled around all of my 20s. Chased narcissistic men, waitress, was a struggling actress, didn't know shit about business, stumbled into entrepreneurship at the age of 27 or 28, failed my first business, left me destitute and $100,000 of credit card debt with an autoimmune disease. I had to pick my life up from the ground by going into corporate America. And okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. All right, you guys, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is clothes. Now, listen, hear me out when I say this. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Okay, sit with that for a second. And let's talk about my sister, Tali Kogan. All right, many of you know who she is. She's been my stylist for over 10 years, but she is not just a stylist. She is an activation, a fashion alchemist, and a true soul whisperer. Tali helps women from across the country embody their next level. Yes, through style, activating the manifesting power of what you wear and how you feel every single day when you walk out of your closet. Whether you're stepping into a rebrand, launching your next big offer, or are simply tired of hiding behind the same 3 comfortable outfits, okay? She is the woman that you call. I've worked with Tali for over a decade, and she is the magic behind my signature style. I never go to an event, host a retreat, do a brand shoot without consulting with her. And she has not just changed how I dress, she's changed how I see myself. It's impacted not just my confidence and my energy, which is true, but my entire business. Her signature 2-day experience is called Calling Forth the Queen, which is a luxurious soul-led styling and photo shoot journey for the woman who is ready, not just for a new wardrobe, but for an entirely new identity. You'll leave with countless styled looks for speaking engagements, podcast interviews, travel, and everyday life, plus over 100 stunning high-end editorial brand photos to use across your platform. And yes, I said 100. If you've been feeling the nudge to elevate your brand, your identity, your entire life, babe, this is your sign. Head to TaliKogan.com to book your transformational session right now, because as Tali often says, you can have anything you want in life if you dress for it. It's true. Mention Jessica when you book your Calling Forth the Queen session and receive your own crown, a complimentary Malkari jewelry stack of three pieces styled just for you, valued at over $750. Yep. When you mention the word Jessica, when you book your Calling Forth the Queen session, you're going to receive $750 of Malkari jewelry just because you came from my community. So head to tallykogan.com today and step forth into your inner queen. And paying off my debt, working for the man, started my agency with no money. Scaled a business after 7 years to exit, which, while it sounds very sexy and successful, was deeply, deeply painful. And really just kept remembering what I just told you. It really came down to that. It was so simple. Didn't mean it was easy, but it was so simple that I can do anything that I put my mind and my heart into. And the only thing that is stopping that from being true is me. And yes, I could have looked at, I don't know, my first failed business. I could have looked, fuck, at my grades in school. I was a straight C student. I could have looked at a lot of the relationships in my life that left me. I was betrayed by so many girlfriends. I was heartbroken by so many men that made me feel I wasn't worthy. I had been left by so many employees. I had been faced with so much actual scarcity in my life, feeling like I was going to die if I didn't hold up the sky and make it work every day and be perfect. And through it all, I continued to trust, yes, in myself, but in life, and that life always had a plan for me that I couldn't see, and to surrender to life, to allow life to show me how good it could be. Not because I was bypassing my problems in the moment or that I wasn't suffering. I just chose to look at all of those moments of suffering as my teachers and my map, that I couldn't see the final destination, but I just kept following the lines, the curves, the detours, the swivels, the spirals, the sometimes backwards routes that made me feel like I was actually not progressing at all. And I just offer this message today, no matter where you are, wherever you may be in your business, in your life, in your relationships, in your finances, it's just one tiny little station on the overall journey where there is actually no destination. It's a total fallacy. Trust me, there's no there there, but it's all in service of your evolution. And I felt called today as I embark on this dream that has come to life to remind you, as much as I am reminding myself, that you can do anything you put your mind and your heart to, anything. The most important thing I've learned over these last however many years is to tune out the noise, the projection, the algorithm, the opinions, the criticism, the sometimes feedback that doesn't align. And continue to trust yourself, to trust life. Because I think that we forget how capable we actually are. And we get so caught up in how long things take or the speed and the pace in which we believe it should be in order to feel like we're gaining traction. But the truth is, you're always gaining traction as long as you're open to learning the lessons. And so I just wanted to quickly come on here today and say to you all that, please know that your mountain is the most beautiful, beautiful thing you could have ever claimed to climb. And if you're feeling stretched, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling like you can't do it, chances are you're almost at the top. So be present, be grateful, be available to the sweetness it is to simply be there. Even if it sucks, it's all part of what makes you truly magnificent. I really hope you receive that. And so thank you for receiving this today. I just wanted to come on quickly and convey this message that was coming through as I'm sitting in my absolutely disarrayed, disheveled office recording what will be my last podcast here, because this chapter is closing And I want to thank you so much for being here. You've been a part of this room, this desk, this chair, this microphone, these windows, this view. I birthed so much from this office, and none of it would have come to life if you wouldn't have met me here on this mountain that I happen to be climbing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you on the other side. Keep climbing, sister. You can do this. Sometimes we need somebody else to remind us of that. And so I hope today was that for you. Thank you for reminding me. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Bye, guys.